Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I hope you've had a wonderful week. I hope you're having an amazing time. Oh my gosh, it's been forever since I've recorded a podcast. I'm so sorry, I've been so sporadic with my episodes recently with the podcast. I don't know what it is, I've just been insanely busy and everything I've been doing just seems to be merging together and creating this one massive problem of not having enough time for anything. So I'm really sorry about that. But I'm back with an episode today. I'm also posting a YouTube video tonight, and today is Thursday the 7th of March, so that'll be out for a couple days by the time you're listening to this, so go and check that out. It's actually a little bit about what's changed 4 years on after not having any refined sugar, and it's actually a pretty crazy thing that it's literally been about 4 years since I've had any intentional refined sugar, which is insane. I think it's 4 years. I don't know the exact date, which I'm really annoyed about because I wish I knew the exact date I decided to stop and kept it going. But if you are interested in that, go and check out that YouTube video. But apart from that, I want to have a super chatty podcast episode with you guys today. I feel like I haven't done that in ages, and it reminds me of the original podcast when I did so many chatty episodes, and I really enjoyed them. I thought it's just nice to catch up with you guys and to talk about things that might be a little bit deeper or more meaningful. But if we, a little bit of catch up on the week anyway, if anyone has any tips on how to remove like disk space on your computer, I would be forever grateful. My laptop has been driving me insane. I've had to delete so much stuff. Like, I literally have nothing on my computer anymore. It's all in a hard drive because I have such little space on my computer. And no matter what I do, it's just full. And I don't know what it is. Is it my computer just too old now? Like, do I need to get a new one? Like, what's the situation? If you have any advice on that, please tell me, because I literally have been battling with my laptop to have space on it to do anything. I literally had to delete Spotify and Zoom to record this podcast. I'm actually not joking. Also, in other words, why does Spotify use 800 megabytes of storage? Okay, I also just had to move positions. This is a recording studio, right? And there's something about this university that has like really poor drainage noise. And I don't know if you heard it in the first clip there, but it honestly drives me insane. I'll go to record a podcast, there won't be any noise. And then as soon as I sit down to do it, the drain thing goes, oh my God, I can't explain. So now I'm standing up. This is probably the first podcast I've ever done standing up. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit of the overall kind of topic of the future. And it's really interesting because obviously I'm 23 years old just now, and I'm quite newly 23. So yeah, my birthday was in November. So what's that? I don't know. Maths. When I'm put on the spot with maths as well, I can't do it. December, January, February, March, 4 months. Okay, so I've been 4 months, 23. Jacob's going to be 24 next month. Absolutely insane. Jacob's like 5 months older than me, 6 months older than me. Anyway, that was a tangent. But basically, I'm 23 now, and before, so maybe between, you know, being young to maybe 20, 21, 22, I didn't ever really think about the future. You know, like I never really gave it much thought. I never thought, you know, what's my life really going to look like in 5, 10, 15, 20 years time. I never really thought about it like that. But it seems like as soon as I've turned 23, I just think about the future quite a lot. Like I think about kids, I think about marriage, I think about houses, I think about all of that stuff. And I don't know if other people have that same experience, but I just seem to think about it. And it's not that I don't, like, it's not that I want to have kids now or get married now or anything like that. Like I don't want to do that now. But it's just something that I want for the future, and I'm aware that I want it for the future. But at the same time, I'm like insanely scared about how that's going to work out and all the things that's going to happen to get to that point or during that time. And I want to know if I'm alone in this, but I don't know. I just think about it all the time. And it might be that because now I've been with Jacob for like almost 3.5 years. And like pretty much 3.5 years, and that's quite a long-term relationship. It's the longest relationship I've ever had, and we also have a flat together and all of that, and we have our own space. Like, I don't know if it's all of those changes as well that make me think more about the future, because you kind of feel more like you're in the future, like you're living. Like, I'm not living with my mom, I'm not living with my family, I'm not living with other people, I'm just with Jacob in a house, well, flat, dealing with all the adult stuff. And, you know, we've been together for so long now, just maybe you think about it more, I don't know. But it's really interesting that I've just, like, to me anyway, that I've just started thinking about this. It's just like a thing that I've started thinking about. I think as well, because 23, like, it feels so young to be 23, right? But at the same time, I'm thinking, okay, so if I didn't have a partner right now, like, what would the timeline be like? You know, you'd have to find a partner that you loved, and, you know, you had, like, a lot of time to figure out if you loved your partner and if you're going to work, you know. So I'm saying, like, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. Honestly, I think I have an insane opinion about this, right? But I honestly think you need to be with your partner for ages before you think about doing anything like that. And I think if you've come from, like, a turbulent kind of family issue, and you've seen a lot of that, which I'm sure most of us listening to this have seen stuff like that, you know, you don't really want to think you know someone and then all of a sudden you get really tied in with kids and marriage and houses and all of that, and then you don't know the person very well or whatever. So obviously you want time for that, and then you're going to want to have kids, and what if that doesn't happen right away? Like, the time scale is not that far away from where I am right now, you know, 23. And I'm trying to think, like, on average people have kids maybe, what, 28 to 32, and that's quite late, I think, but I don't know. But I'd say it's pretty young to have a kid at 23 or below that age, and I would say 25, 26, 27, 28 is, like, pretty reasonable. But I have absolute no idea, like, I don't know what the norms are, but I feel like it's not something I shouldn't be thinking about, you know. I don't know, I don't know if you're also my age thinking while listening to this, like, you're crazy or what the situation is, but I think because of my situation, I think about it more. I think that's my conclusion. But apart from that, also, I think that having kids is such a momentous thing to do. I think it's one of the biggest things you could ever do. And I just think that it's massive. Like, it's so massive. You just got to do it right. You just got to think about it the right way. I don't know. I just think, and that looks like 100 different ways for most people. Like, I don't think it looks like having a kid at 35 or whatever, once you've got loads of money and you've got your career sought out or whatever. I don't think it's necessarily like that either. But for me, I just can't imagine being ready to have kids anywhere near 23 or, you know, even like 30. I don't know. I'm just in deep in this thought process. But I don't want any of it now, but it's just something that I always find myself thinking about. Like, if I'm having a hard time or something, I'm having a hard day, I'm thinking, like, this is temporary, like, my life is going to change massively throughout time, and, like, what's it going to look like when I've got a family, or what's it going to look like when I get married, or, like, what's that going to be like? And we actually watched One Day on Netflix, and I think we were quite late to the party on it. And if you haven't watched it, I'm not going to spoil it, but basically it just follows two people that are, like, destined to be together their whole lives, and it's just really interesting to watch from different perspectives. So people from different ages watching that, I think it's quite interesting, and it was quite different to other programs, and I thought it was really interesting. And the last episode was horrifically sad. I actually cried the entire way through that episode. I was not expecting that. Anyway, move on from that. But I think that was kind of the mindset of, like, all the things that happened to them, they didn't know was going to happen. Oh my God. All right, I'm getting too in deep with this. But also other things, like, in the future when it comes to career and what's going to happen when I finish my PhD, or what's going to happen between now and finishing my PhD. Like, am I going to do 3 years? Am I going to do 4 years? What am I going to do? You know, it's like, I don't know if it's a ubiquitous, fancy words there, it's like a common thought process, it probably is, to get stressed out about your future when you're 20, in your 20s. But I don't want to say stressed. Like, I'm not worried about it. Like, I don't sit and ruminate over it, like, oh my God, what's going to happen? Like, I don't think about it like that. It's just like a wondering of, like, I wonder what's going to happen. I think as well, because like there's been quite a few things in my life that's happened that's been so massively unexpected, and I thought it was going to be the last thing to ever happened. And I always think quite frequently of like the person that I was before these things happened, and the fact that I didn't know these things were going to happen. And I think about it like, what if right now I'm in the same position of like, I didn't know that was going to happen in the future. And it's like this whole thing, and I get like thinking about that of like, what if these massive things are going to happen, because they are, like big things are going to happen in my life, you know, in the future, and I'm not going to have known that they're going to happen now. And I think about that phenomenon quite a lot. But I don't know, I think I find people so interesting, because I think you can talk to people about stuff like that, or about, you know, concepts in life in general, and people just don't think about it, or people don't think about it the same way that you do. Like, I remember speaking to someone before, like, I mean, years ago. Like, I mean, like, I was, like, 17 or something. And they were basically, I was talking, like, you know, really deep about the meaning of life. And, you know, that idea about if you thought the world was created, or if you thought it was a big bang or whatever. And I remember, like, talking to this person about it. I remember them being like, oh, like, I just don't think about that. Like, I don't know, I don't think about it. And I was like, how? Like, how can you not think about why we're here? I just think, like, I don't know, I just think that's such an interesting concept, that surely everyone has an idea of what they think to be true. I don't know, maybe it's just the type of person I am. Like, I really liked, at school, I liked RNPS and talking about stuff like that in English. Like, I wasn't a maths person, I wasn't a facts person of like 2 + 2 = 4. I was more like what if 2 + 2 = whatever, I don't know what the other answer is, but I'm more of a wondering person than a fact person, you know. And it's really interesting from your own perspective, and the older you get, the more people you meet, and how interesting people are, and how they have different perspectives than you and different biases than you. I just find it insane to witness. And to be honest, I think you probably find less people that are common or like you than you do people that are like you. And I don't know, I'm just speaking from my experience, so I don't know if that's other people's experience or what's going on for other people there. But I'm definitely going on a tangent. This is why I love doing these episodes before, because I would just start on a topic that I thought I wanted to talk about, and then I would probably go on some other route that made complete, like, opposite direction of where I was going, but also kind of made sense at the same time. I don't know. I think another concept as well that's, like, super related to the future and, you know, where eventually we'll be is, like, I've always been so grateful that I knew exactly what I wanted to do. So, you know, I've always kind of knew that I wanted to do nutrition or go into health or go into fitness or do something like that. Like, I knew quite early into, well, not early into second year, but kind of fourth, fifth, sixth year, I was, like, pretty certain on wanting to go to uni to do fitness or nutrition or to do a combination or to do some kind of sports thing. And I always felt, till I still do to this day, like, how lucky I am to know where my passion kind of lies and what path that was going to take me. And I think that's also allowed me to be super directional when it comes to my career. Like, I didn't do a master's after my undergraduate, I just went right into my PhD, which will ultimately, hopefully, lead me to be kind of 25 and finish my PhD, which would just be amazing. It's kind of a little bit of a head start when it comes to how early people get PhDs or how late people get PhDs. And I've always been really grateful for that direction and for that passion around nutrition, around health. And I don't know where it came from. I've just always felt really interested in it, and I've just been very clear on that. And my brother's the exact same. He's really, really directional about what he wants to do. And it's like maybe something about the way we're brought up, I don't know. But I've always been really, really grateful for that. But I've been realising recently that I'm really, really passionate about nutrition, about fitness, about health. But when it comes to, like, figuring out, like, what is my life actually going to look like in, you know, the future to do with my career, like, I don't really know that as much. And I've been doing quite a lot of teaching recently, and it's kind of like a love-hate relationship with lecturing and teaching in university.
And I'm thinking, like, I kind of had a feeling that I might want to do something like that in my future, part-time. But at the same time, I'm like, but I probably don't want to do the stress of teaching all the time or whatever that is. And then I've always kind of been drawn to wanting to write a book. I've always wanted to kind of do that. I don't know what it is. I like writing. I enjoy that. And I always want to kind of write a book. And then, you know, I'm also doing, like, YouTube now, and I'm really enjoying that. But then I'm thinking about that in the future. I'm thinking, do I want to be a YouTuber? Like, I don't know. Like, do I want to do that? The questions are unanswered there. I also love, love, love doing my podcast. I'd love to do my podcast full time forever. But, like, is that going to be the way it goes? Like, I think because nutrition and health and subject of it is so general, like, I could do so many things within that bracket, which is amazing. But where is that going to end up? Like, what path do I take within that field? And I think some other topics are, like, quite similar to that, if not really directional. So say there's certain things, like, I don't know what the example is, like, if you go into the police, like, you're just going to do the police, or, you know, there's that. But when it comes to, like, doing a degree, doing a PhD, like, there's 100 ways that you could go with it, and I just don't know what way I want to move forward with it, if that makes sense. I don't know, I've kind of spewed my thoughts at you right now, but I don't hope you can relate, but also I'm sure you can, because no one's ever got everything figured out, and everyone's always got something that they're thinking about a lot, or something they're thinking about or struggling with, or whatever it may be. And I know that there's no way of avoiding that, and that no matter where you are, like, you might romanticize being whatever age and having kids and having a career that's really stable, but you'll have probably 6 million more problems than other people as well. So it's not really about pretending or trying to fix these problems necessarily, because no matter what, you're always going to have problems, you're always going to have things to worry about, and they're probably going to change dramatically throughout your life. So I think accepting that is really healthy, and I think it helps mentally with struggling with things. But obviously that's not to say that you just stay in a kind of stagnant place and try not to do anything about it. I don't think that's the answer either, but I just think that accepting that we can't run away from our problems is a good thing. I'm probably going to worry about my future or think about my future for forever. It's just going to change in different ways. But I hope you enjoyed this episode anyway, even though I kind of just went mental for 20 minutes and spoke about a load of rubbish. But I've not done one of these in ages, and it felt good to chat to you guys a little bit and get some thoughts out to the microphone for you all to listen to. But yes, now I am going to head over to the gym and do a workout, and then I'm going to work until 9 o'clock tonight. And then it's Friday tomorrow, and I've got a bunch of other stuff to do tomorrow. And then, yeah, you'll actually, this will be coming out on Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day if you are a mother listening to this. You deserve everything. Mothers are the backbone of this world. But yes, I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode. I hope you have a wonderful week coming. Please do like, share this episode. Please do rate the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It completely helps me to see what episodes you guys liked and how many followers are following along. And you can also respond to episodes now on Spotify. You can give me some feedback. So if you are comfortable leaving me with some feedback, that would be amazing. I would be so grateful for that. You can also get in touch with me in other ways for a chat if you also want to have a chat about the podcast or anything else. Please do get in touch. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you all next week. Bye.